You are Locked On Jags, your daily Jacksonville Jaguars podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What's going on, everybody, on a good Friday? This is your man, Tony Wiggins, with another Locked On Jaguars podcast. Getting you ready for the weekend, man. I know everybody's getting more and more excited about the prospects of training camp being right around the corner. I am too, but right now, let's not rush the days. As my one of my friends in the radio business used to say, I don't worry about rushing days and having things. The older you get, you stop rushing days. You don't want to have these days come faster than they're supposed to. But we got some good stuff. There's a lot of stuff out there in the media. There's a lot of stuff going on with the Jaguars' name on it. Talking about the past. I'm not going to do that. I made a vow that I wasn't going to do that today. I wasn't going to bring up stuff that reminds you of that headache and that hangover that you're trying to get rid of. So what we're going to talk about today is the power of accountability. And we're going to talk about it with the coaching staff. We're also going to get into, in the second and third segments, why it's important to know who the alpha is on this team, and so you don't end up with situations like the one that we're going to avoid talking about, okay? And if you're a Jaguar fan, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not a Jaguar fan, all you got to do is hit Google, former players, and you see what they're saying about what happened in 2018, 2019. Too much blue sky in front of us for me to spend time bringing that stuff up, worrying you guys about that. The one thing I will tell you is, though, it starts at the top. It absolutely starts at the top. You have to understand that if you get into a situation where there's no accountability and guys start finger pointing, and when I say guys, I'm talking about people in suits, not helmets. When folks start finger pointing and when everyone is playing the CYA and everyone plays the victim, when people want to know why a team can't win, as you saw here in the past, what you usually get is you get finger pointing coming right back at you from the players. There's a boomerang effect with that type of stuff. So this is why I was always saying that they needed an alpha personality or someone who's dominant, where you know the buck stops with that person, and that's what they have now in Urban Meyer. So we're going to talk about the blue sky that's in front of this team as opposed to worrying about the teams of the past. Because if you do that, you can be mad at the players because of the antics. But you also, you guys were mad at the management too. You guys actually were mad at the same people that the players were mad at. You know, so it's a situation of the enemy of my enemy can't be my friend. You know what I'm saying? And the bottom line is, everybody, all the people that aren't here anymore, they all had something to do with it. No one knows who to point the finger at, so that's why it's a waste of time. What you have to worry about now is this. You have a guy at Urban Meyer who's the absolute voice of this team. He's the face of this team, along with Trevor Lawrence. But Trevor Lawrence, because he's a player and he's a rookie and he's a young guy, is going to get the benefit of the doubt from the fans, and he should. Because the onus to get Trevor Lawrence and the rest of these guys to play the way we want them to play or the way you want them to play falls on Urban Meyer and his staff, which means it falls on Urban Meyer. When I say Urban Meyer and his staff, Urban is responsible for everything. Urban is responsible for performance. He's responsible for personnel. He's responsible for the type of team and the type of defense they play. He picked his coaching staff. So you're going to eliminate a lot of your problems because you know who's in charge. In the past, you didn't always know who was in charge. And the people in the past, some of them I like, some of them I have relationships with, one of the things that you always saw was finger pointing. And, I mean, you talk about coaches and GMs and guys saying, I don't know who's responsible. Or when you have someone in front of a podium and they can't give you an answer, and then you don't have the person in front of the podium that's supposed to give you an answer. When you can't be accountable to the fans, how can you be accountable to the players? It was a circus. That is over. You don't have to worry about that anymore. By the way, I need to tell you guys something. You need to follow Locked On Fantasy Football. You guys talking about getting information, the information that you need for the season, is Locked On Fantasy Football, and they brought the show to you today. So make sure you subscribe wherever you get your podcast to Locked On Fantasy Football. I know you guys are getting ready to have your fantasy draft. But back to the point that I'm making. The presence of leadership, I think, will create the absence of confusion. All right? So that's why at the very inception when Shad Khan took the team over and they went on a coaching search, he said he didn't want an egomaniac. I have said since day one, yes, you do. That's exactly what you want. Because you can call it and construct it as a guy being an egomaniac. I call it as being a guy who leaves no doubt who's responsible for not only the success. See, we attach the word egomaniac because we assume that there's going to be success. But whatever the egomaniac it is, you have to attach it to failure also, because there's a guarantee of who's going to be responsible and who's in charge. If a player is combustible on the field, he won't get pulled by four people and put in a closet. He's going to get talked to by that guy who's in charge. So you don't have to worry about that stuff happening anymore. We can point fingers all day, but the finger should be pointed squarely at the construct of that entire situation, the way that it was put together. Shad did not know what he was doing when he took this team over, and I think he almost admits that when he says, I understand now. That one big misstep early on caused all of that anguish. And it's not blaming, it's not finger pointing, it's just the reality of the situation. He had faith in a lot of people that he probably shouldn't have faith in. And he continued to try to fix it and try to work from the back. Well, now, here's the blue sky again. You guys don't have to worry about that. As soon as I saw this foolishness online, you know what I said? Nope, I'm not going to be a part of it. I'm going to talk about the positives of where they are now. It's about more, though, than just talking. And it's about more than what you allow guys to get away with. It's about more than all of that. I'm going to tell you one thing that it's really, really about. Making sure that the players you put on the field are the best ones. People don't respect you when you pay and put a guy on the field that you know doesn't give you a chance in hell to win, and then you're afraid to say that in the media. They gave Blake too long of a rope here in the past. I'm going to tell you why I think from a personnel standpoint and from a picking player standpoint and from an attitude standpoint, well, that will not happen. And I'll do it in just a second here on a Friday on the weekend edition of Locked On Jaguars. After I tell you about Bet Online, which is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full swing with a heck of an all-star weekend they had, or an all-star game during the middle of the week. And you can track all the action at Bet Online. I bet you could have picked who you thought was going to win that home run derby too. All right, so before the next pitch, head over to Bet Online on your laptop or mobile device and check out all the great sporting news, sign-up bonuses, and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs through the playoffs. Head on over to that website right now and sign up today, and you'll receive a 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. I said it, and it's the truth. 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit if you go sign up today at BetOnline. Why do you want to do it? Because it's your online sportsbook experts. That's why. All the information you need to make sure your pockets get fatter as you put your mind and money together. It's at betonline.ag. All right, so we're rolling along here on a Friday edition. Pardon my voice, by the way. I got a little something going on. I think it's my allergies, a little post-nasal drip or whatever. I'm trying to lemon and honey up this weekend so I can get my life right. But pardon me if I don't sound – I don't think I sound bad. I just probably don't sound like myself. And I know you guys are addicted to just hearing my great voice all the time, right? I'm joking, but how does personnel and how does accountability, not in terms of your conduct, but how does the accountability of playing the best players, making sure that you don't make excuses for players, and paying the best players, how does that all factor in into the kind of trust that you need to have cohesion on the team? We're not going to go backwards, but we know that there was someone here who wasn't very good, and he was babysat, and they coddled him, and then they paid him, and I think that messed up morale. Now, if you're a professional, the food somebody else eat doesn't necessarily make you fat sometimes. In football, it does, because as go your teammates, so goes you. And if your teammates stink, guess what? You're going to stink too, and you're not going to get paid. Especially if you're like a wide receiver depending on a quarterback to throw the ball accurately, it'll affect your bottom line too. We've seen where in the long run, the Jaguars have three guys who probably should be in the Hall of Fame, or at least two, and then the other one should be getting serious consideration. Why aren't they? Because there wasn't enough team success on a bigger stage, and it wasn't sustained enough in order for those guys to get the attention that they deserve, even if football people say they all deserve to be where they're supposed to be. So Urban Meyer says this. Urban Meyer says, we need the best of the best, and we need to give our players the best of the best so that they can perform their best and they can increase their value. He said it. It's our job to win so that those guys can increase their value. Paraphrasing, he said something like that, but I know you guys heard it, and he said it on multiple occasions. This was prior to free agency. And then they kind of lowballed some people in free agency, so it kind of does make sense. But they want to create an environment where that is conducive to this being a destination place. They want to create an environment where players get promoted properly, where their value increases. How do you do that? You win. How do you win? You put the best players on the field. This is why I had a problem with Tebow just all of a sudden showing up and getting a tryout after 8 years, because of the appearances that it could give. If nobody else will give him a job, why are you? Because of the appearances. Don't just give him a job because you know him. If you want to give him a job, say you give him a job because you know more about him than anybody else. And you know what's inside of him, and you really think that he could help the team. But this is where your credibility in terms of putting the best players on the field will help morale. I've been in a locker room, in that locker room, where guys thought their teammates. I heard a guy flat out told me, I told this story, I think I told this story to, it may have been Demetrius Harvey, but I'm standing right in front of a veteran, and a veteran talks about another guy who just got a contract, and he flat out told me he ain't worth that money, but I'm glad he got it. And the dude was standing 2 feet away from us getting dressed. I talked to other veterans that told me he's sorry as hell. There's no way we can win with him on the field. And he didn't bite his tongue, and the other two guys agreed with him. There is nothing worse than asking a guy a question about a teammate, and you see the look on his face when he gives you the PC politically correct answer. There's nothing worse than seeing guys fight on the sideline because they believe there's favoritism in the substitution patterns. Remember that dust up between the defensive linemen when the game was still close and they were being taken out and Taven Bryan was being put in? So Taven Bryan is on you guys' list of guys like, why? He's right now, it's not personal, but the fans right now, and this is what I talk about when I say the fans should be mad at the same people. Because the same people that drafted Taven Bryan are probably the same people that wanted Taven Bryan to get more playing time, which probably led to a coach who's not here anymore getting into it with a player in the locker room when that player himself was trying to win the game and that player thought that his value was being deflated because you were so busy trying to get playing time for a dude they all know who couldn't play. The same guy all the fans pick at all the time. That stuff won't happen under Urban Meyer. If you don't play well, somebody else will. I guarantee you that's what he's going to do. So instead of focusing on the past so much, let's focus on the future. And this is what you have to be grateful for right now. This is what you have to say, woo, when you see all of that stuff going on, you know, with guys doing podcasts and interviews, say, man, we passed that now. We're on to something else because it's not going to happen anymore. I'm not saying that they're going to win right away, but what I'm telling you is all of that crap that leads to bigger crap that lingers, these little actions that lead to bigger things happening over and over and over and over again, and people still talking about it 2 and 3 years after it's gone, they're small things. And those are the things, those details that we talk about with Urban Meyer, how detail-oriented he is, those small things are going to be things that don't allow that stuff to penetrate your team and have you talking about that instead of talking about X's and O's in football and how guys are going to play on Sundays. That's the correlation. How do we avoid that mess and that train wreck and that drama? This is it. You hire an egomaniac, accountable coach, and you hold him to his word. Everything he says, everything he does, be like an elephant and remember it all. And then just watch and see if he's delivering, and if he doesn't, you call him on it. And if he does, not necessarily wins and losses, but do what you said you were going to do. Be about the action that you say you're about. I think from a player perspective, that's what they want. I think they crave discipline. I think they crave wanting to play as a team. But I know this for a fact. And you can ask anybody that's ever played sports or been around guys who played sports at a very, very high level. The one thing you can't trick or fool them with is who you're putting on the field for them to go out there and get their head bashed in with. As long as they know and feel that the guys you are putting on the field with them gives them the best chance to have success, your team will not have morale problems. It won't. Who has to step up? Which players have to step up in order to not be the guy I'm talking about that's going to play just because the coach likes him? Who has to step up? I'm going to tell you, I'm going to give you one or two guys on defense, and I'm going to give you a guy or two on offense. Look, the excuses are over. We have to get this done. And I think there's somebody that there's a couple of people that if they get it right, it's going to work out really well for the Jaguars. I'm going to tell you who they are, and I'll do it in the third and final segment here on a weekend, on a Friday, of Locked On Jaguars. RockAuto.com is the best place for you, the only place that you should be buying your car parts and accessories with or at. It's on the computer, man. You just log into RockAuto.com and you get to shopping. And your stuff is going to be delivered to your doorsteps. No more chain stores, no more going in, waiting in long lines, talking to a dude who's asking you questions that you don't know the answer to. You just go on RockAuto.com and let your fingers do all of the walking through the website. They got so many parts and accessories, man, for any make or model of vehicle that you can imagine. And get this, why would you pay 30, 40, or 50% more when you can get the best prices, the same prices as professionals, even if you're do-it-yourself, you can get it at rockauto.com. So go to rockauto.com and they have a box. Once you pull it up, they're going to say, how did you hear about us? Put Locked On in that box so they know we sent you. It's rockauto.com, the best parts, the best prices for you and your family at rockauto.com. Want to let y'all know about Built Bar, man, like I do every time I get a chance. It is so, so delicious. It's not even fun. I had a raspberry Built Bar today with my lunch. And I'm going to tell you, I'm not really a guy that has a sweet tooth, but if I was and I was trying to lay off those sweets, Built Bar is a healthy alternative, but still satisfies that palate. And it makes you feel like you're eating dessert. It is packed with protein and low in calories, carbs, and sugar. That's right. Built Bar is the flat-out truth. They have 9 great flavors, and you can get an assorted box or order your favorite. My favorite is salty caramel, but the raspberry was extra delicious today. So go to BuiltBar.com and use the promo code LOCKED15 to get 15% off of your first order of Built Bars. Check him out on Twitter, too, at bar underscore built for all the latest information about the delicious Built Bar. It's Built Bar. Lock15 is your promo code. All right, man. My man Peter Bukowski is the cold-hearted truth. You got to listen to these podcasts, man, because I'm going to be on with him pretty soon, especially starting a training camp because so much news breaks. But early in the morning, like this podcast is being put out in the afternoon. I usually do this sometimes on Friday for the drive time and for you guys to have it on the weekend. You can get your dose early in the morning of Locked On Today, 20 fast minutes every single morning, Monday through Friday, and Peter Bukowski gives that to you. Make sure you subscribe to it on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts. Players that need to step up, and if I was the coach, there wouldn't be any excuses. I'm going to start with Kalyvon Chaisson. They are going to put Kalyvon Chaisson in a position to be extra, extra, extra successful this year because of the nature of the way that they run their 3-4 defense and the fact that that is something every Joe Cullen, every defense he's been a part of, those guys that play the position Kalyvon Chaisson is going to play have been ultra, ultra successful. They really know what they're doing with guys like him. If you can't play for this group, then that means you just might not be as good as people believe you were when you got drafted. I think Kalyvon is the one who can make the biggest step and the biggest leap, and that contribution will help this team. He can't just be out there if he's not the best option, because that puts you back in that category we talked about in segment 1 and 2, where you're just playing a guy because of his draft status, right? So for him, I'm going to be watching him very, very closely because I think he's going to get the first crack at it. We mentioned Taven Bryan. Coach LaPoy said he wants him on the team. He has explosiveness and he has a skill set. Taven looks great in shorts in practice. I know most of everybody around here has given up on him, but they're going to try to put him in a position for him to do things that he does well and to make plays for this team. If he can't make plays under this staff, then he really just can't play. I trust and believe that guys who don't play well will not be in the game just because of their draft status. I have confidence to say that now, whereas in the past, there were sometimes I wasn't as confident of that being the truth. Offensively, it's a big year for DJ Chark. People have talked about him and raved about him, and Tony Khan got into a little Twitter mashup with somebody who was saying that they were going to trade Chark and all of this stuff, and the Jaguars were committed to him. And then Chark comes out, and he's transparent, and he says that Urban Meyer told him he's too big to play as small as he played last year. He has to get stronger. So while there's been a vote of confidence from the assistant owner or one of the owners in Tony Khan, and while there's been constructive criticism from Urban Meyer, to me, he really has to live up to it. He has to live up to the fact that the owner made such a big deal in defending him. He also has to live up to the fact that the coach has given him constructive criticism on something he needs to work on. That means coach watched the tape and didn't like what he saw. He didn't say anything about underthrown balls. He didn't say a word about Minshew not being able to get the ball to him and the ball floating in there. He didn't say nothing about that. He just talked about you, DJ. Because I guarantee you, if not, there'll be somebody there to take your place. It's the way it is. Juwan Taylor. I know Walker Little is the projected future at left tackle, but they'll play him at right tackle if he's better than Taylor until they can figure out, you know, what they're going to do at the end of the year. Hell yeah, they'll play him at right tackle. If he's available and Taylor's not playing well, they'll play him at right tackle. Juwan Taylor has some stuff to prove. He has to continue to prove and continue to develop. Doesn't it feel good, though, to know that guys just won't be out there because of where they were picked? Urban ain't married to none of those guys draft pick wise, and nor do I believe Urban Meyer's yoked that way that he's going to have guys on the field who can't play. All of this stuff goes into morale, all of it. But Jaguar fans, there's too much blue sky for you to look forward to than to look back to 2018 or 2019. And I know people love to say Miles Jack wasn't down. Forget about that, too. That's gone. That's in the past. It's over. If this crew is as good as you think they're going to be, it won't be something you'll even remember. It'll be a bleep on your radar. Hopefully, I'm not a bleep on your radar. You come back up here on Monday, and I'll have the start of the five-day-a-week show. I hope to have my YouTube page up and running by then. You can go and subscribe to our YouTube page on Locked On Jaguars on YouTube. Until Monday, you guys continue to take care of each other. I'll get this voice fixed, and we'll see if we can get back here and get to work on Monday. Y'all keep taking care of each other, man. Be careful out there. And thank you for listening again to another episode of Locked On Jaguars.